here we go. NBA Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, May 21st, 2023. Republicbroadcasting.org. Remember, it's listener supported, so any little change you got, send it to RBN's way if you're able. I want to thank Blackbird 9 for filling in for me last week. He did an excellent broadcast, and I just want to thank him right off the flip so I don't forget. So I appreciate his filling in for me. We got Memorial Day weekend next weekend, so hopefully I can be here. If not, I will attempt to get somebody to fill in for me if I'm around. Wow, a lot happens over a 2-week period in this epoch, this little small window of time that we are witnessing and experiencing, and it's just the over the top. You know, I was watching these FBI whistleblower type, whatever you want to call these guys, and what I was really what really stirs your anger up is the way they were treated by these Marxist filth that call themselves Americans under this Democrat banner. Remember Vindman and C.R. Morella, the whistleblower, and just how these people needed to be just treated with the utmost respect and protection and so forth. Remember how they tried to protect this CIA Morella character's identity for so long and so forth? And then now these guys, these FBI guys, they just get thrown under the bus as complete trash by these people. It's, you know, and right here at the same proximity where the Durham report gets dumped. You know, remember all the Q people, the Durham boat, Washington sailed across the Delaware on a Durham boat. It's all in these Q drops. And Mr. Producer, get clip 2 ready. Now, this is a clip from X-22, kind of like in very quick succession after the Durham report. Because I wanted to see what, you know, some of these folks in that kind of sector were going to say. After, you know, you dump 300 pages, everything that, you got to give credit in this particular regard to Gateway Pundit and a few of the other similar outlets. Now, whether you like their stance on A, B, C, or D, their constant reporting on the, you know, this Russiagate, P-Gate, Alpha Bank, Christopher Steele, dossier, all this crap that we've been inundated with for years. It turns out they were corroborated by this special counsel's 300-page report, and yet when you get to the meat and potatoes, basically he's like, we can't, you know, indict anybody or whatever. And then remember all the first thing we heard with the Q stuff was the 45,000 sealed indictments. You guys remember that? Oh, I mean, everybody's secretly indicted, sealed indictments. They got them on everybody. So now this thing is really moving towards, and they've been moving it this way towards military tribunals. And so if you follow Before It's News and all the Q crowd over there now, and I'm going to let kind of like this little small narrative, I'm going to play it for a couple of minutes. And this is where it's going, to where now it's all going to be moved to military tribunals. I played this Derek Johnson kid a couple weeks ago with the whole the documents.info stuff, and basically that the military is going to have to step in at some point, and the left, the Marxists, are going to call this a coup. And this is the narrative that the Q crowd is saying is going to happen. But let's go ahead and listen to a bit of clip two. Go ahead and roll that.
So all of this was done to create the optics. And when you step back and you take a look at the 40,000-foot view, all of this is needed to move forward. Because if everyone was expecting to have all these indictments and to have everyone arrested, well, where were you going to try them? First of all, who was going to arrest them? The FBI? The FBI was in on it. Oh, wait, DHS? No, they were in on it, too. The local police force? Where were we going to try them? In where? The Department of Justice? Oh, wait, they're corrupt. How are we going to try them there? In some of the federal courts? You mean by where you have the Soros-run prosecutors and judges? No, all of this wouldn't work. This wasn't about indicting them right now. This was about removing and exposing everything that they did to Trump. So the country now knows what really happened, that these are the liars, these are the criminals, these are the people that are treasonous to this country. And I think the population now is starting to realize that. And yes, that goes to the New York Times and all the fake news publications, even to Pulitzer. That's what people are witnessing, and that's what they're seeing right now. And yes, this is treason at the highest level. Take this to the next step. To actually move forward with this, don't we have to do something that's very important? It's called cleaning out the Department of Justice and FBI. How do you clean out the FBI, Department of Justice, CIA, and all the other agencies unless people know that they're dirty, unless people know that they're infiltrated? You actually have to expose the infiltration. You have to show the people, look, the CDC, the FDA, the FBI, the Department of Justice, they're all dirty. Can these agencies stand? Let's include the CIA with this. Can these agencies stand? No, they cannot. If they're this dirty and this corrupt, something has to be done. The people will demand it. It won't be just someone calling out saying, hey, we should really clean this up. The people are going to demand this. And the patriots that are elected into the House and into the Senate, they will start cleaning. Actually, I do believe this has already begun, because if you're going to move forward with the rule of law, you can't have a corrupt system. So one way or another, it has to be cleaned. Now, if Trump was in there firing everyone, getting rid of everyone, it would look very, very suspicious. But if you're under the resident and everyone learns that they're completely corrupt and they realize, wow, look what's going on here. They're covering up for Biden. Are the people going to say, wow, we're going to have to clean this? We need to clean this corruption. And there are certain ways that they can do this. We have the House right now. They control the budgets. They can withhold money. They can take these people and impeach them. They can do all of these things. And this is very important moving forward. And we're going to be talking a lot more about Durham and everything else in a little bit. But first, let's look at what the deep state is doing, because they're doing the same thing they did with Bud Light.
You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced these articles of impeachment on Mayorkas, and Christopher Wray, and of course Biden, or whoever's wearing the rubber mask at half the time. I mean, it's so goofy, this whole production that we have to be witnessing. And Merrick Garland, okay, the little NKVD leader who likes to fly to Ukraine a lot and meet with his Khazarian homies over there. So the debt ceiling stuff is in the mix here. So you got McCarthy, who we know is very untrustworthy, the Speaker of the House, also from California, just like Lugosi and Feinswine, Swallowswell. I mean, gosh, this cabal that runs the state of California is poisoning the rest of the country. And so we'll see what happens with the debt ceiling thing. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is kind of in the back pocket of McCarthy, so she's introduced all these articles of impeachment. So I'm sure that's in the discussions with whoever this person is in the White House. It's very fascinating to watch this all go down. You've got Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker waiting in the wings, right? Very fascinating how this is all going down. You know, I was rewatching parts of the Dennis Wise New World Order, Communism by the Back Door. And on part one, Mr. Producer, if you'd get clip one ready. On part one, it gets to a part of Dr. James Wardner, who's a very hardcore traditionalist Catholic intellectual. And he makes his way around the traditionalist Catholic circles, you know, Most Holy Family Monastery and probably some of the Society of St. Pius the X events and that sort of thing. But, you know, I was just like, you know what, I want to replay this due to the fact of what we're witnessing with the demoralization operations, you know, like Yuri Bezmenov was talking about and the border invasion and that sort of thing. And so let's just listen to a little bit of the clip one. Go ahead and roll that.
The communist rules for revolution read like this: corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, make them superficial, and destroy their ruggedness. Always preach true democracy, but seize power as fast and as ruthlessly as possible. Communist rules for revolution by encouraging government extravagance, destroy its credit, produce fear of inflation with rising prices and general discontent. Promote abortion, homosexuality, lesbianism, witchcraft. Cause the restriction of all firearms on some pretext with a view of confiscating them and leaving the population helpless. That is communism. Let me tell you what communists do. You want to know when you've got a communist? This was the plan passed from Joseph Stalin to various communist district organizers in helping America self-destruct. Religion. Discredit all Christian creeds. What have we got today? We've got occult cartoons, occult in the bookstores, and occult movies and occult videos. In the ethical area, corrupt morality by advocating promiscuity and degenerate perversion. During the early part of Bill Clinton's administration, under Jane Alexander, American taxpayers financed a 3-foot mound of synthetic excrement, a sculpture of two women engaging in oral sex, a film actually showing one man pushing his head into another man's rectum, a photo of a man with a bullwhip in his rectum, a film depicting Jesus Christ as a topless woman. Wake up! This is communism!
All right, go ahead.
Very
stop
word
it there. And think of, and this was, these lectures that he was doing were years ago. Okay, and unfortunately, and he might have known this at that time, or probably knows it now if he's still around, but elements within his own hierarchy were already secretly at work with the kosher mob on these things. All right, especially post-World War II Jesuitry. These guys really flipped the script and out-commied the Jews, basically. And look at now with this Jesuit anti-pope and all of the craziness that this guy preaching for universal basic income, basically, and all this strange stuff. the climate change crap coming out of the Vatican, just, you know, great falling away as the prophecy goes, and that's in the Protestant, Catholic, and so forth, you know, all the various denominations of Christianity, a real watering down and so forth. And did you hear when he's talk about get rid of their ruggedness? You know, kids were rugged when I was growing up. We were out running around in the creeks. We were, you know, out there in the 100-degree heat all day. Now you got these kids on these damn phones and in these freaking video games. It doesn't matter what race they are. They've lost their ruggedness, many and many of them. And so there's an article up on American Thinker. Let's call them what they are, communists. They're forces determined to destroy the American experiment, and they're not white supremacists, Joe. The most dangerous are attacking from within. Well, you know, the entire Democratic Party has been hijacked by Marxism and a good half of the Republicans. I've said this ever since I came on the air. They're going to comprise our system of governance and bring about a new vision for America. Unfortunately, they use identifiers that hide their real intent. I've been struggling with what to call them. And he gets into all this stuff, progressive, liberal, and all that. And we've heard that ad nauseum. I'm not going to read all of that, okay? Democrats have supported, and then this is what's funny, slavery and reparations, the KKK and BLM, Jim Crow and CRT. The termination of children as an individual right and government dominion over our health. It's so strange. People made this point so often during this COVID operation. My body, my choice about aborting a human life. But then when it comes to jabbing yourself up, not your body, your choice. And then even Ben Shapiro was wrong about that. You guys remember that at first, old Shapiro? And then he had to change his tune real quick. The Dems will support anything that enhances their power. They have no guiding principles other than that. Well, I would say they do. The guiding principle is brutality, ugliness, evil, Machiavellianism, all of these things. They have guiding principles. They're just many of them are very evil. Okay? And then there's plenty of these crypto Republicans that, like I talk about all the time, I'm one of the few people to do that talk about the effective penetration of the conservative even libertarian and Republican circles by enemy forces, to where we let these wolves come into the flock and then we do not expel them, we do not do anything. And this really, really just... Whereas the Democrats are much harder core about policing. Yeah, that's why they kill people like Paul Wellstone, the Kennedys, and so forth. See, they're ruthless. And now we've just seen Dr. Rashid Buttar, who I'll talk about in a little bit. But, it's crazy. Communism is the establishment of a communal society in which the state controls the means of production and the populace works for the welfare of the commune, not the welfare of individuals. But we know what really communism is. It's a Jewish extraction political ideology over the goyim, okay? And so they're not establishing a communal society. Yeah, the goyim are poor and they're slaves, and then the elites – the Chosenites are the commissars. They control everything, and they run around in limousines and eat caviar and have sex with your daughters and sons. Personal freedom must be sacrificed for the commune. That's for the people that are under the system, not those that are outside the system. Okay? In the last 3 years, the government has attempted to take away our property rights, our rights of association, our freedom of speech, and our freedom to manage our own medical decisions, all for the good of the commune. And now, as you're seeing, they're even in certain jurisdictions, they're even tightening the noose on self-defense, as we see in Europe, in Britain especially, where you can't even defend yourself against an attacker or you'll be charged. This guy down in Memphis, he sees people trying to break into his van. He's a Latino guy. He comes out on the porch. They start shooting at the dude. He returns fire. They shot at him some more. He returns fire, and then he gets arrested. You see? So these Marxist jurisdictions, they are turning the levers of justice backwards against people defending themselves in their homes and so forth. So keep watching for this to increase. And we'll have to talk about our new circuit attorney here in St. Louis after Kim Gardner resigns. But I wanted to get to this because this is such a window into everything. Okay. And this is on Christians for Truth, and then Information Liberation had an article on it, how the ADL used underhanded methods to spy on, infiltrate, and subvert the John Birch Society, of which I used to be a member back in the 90s. And then it gets into this whole thing, Jewish Telegraphic Agency, Jewish historian Matthew Dalek. While researching his new book on the John Birch Society, he came across archival documents which showed how the ADL illegally spied on, infiltrated, and subverted the JBS. Nefarious actions which Dalek claims were justified. You see, Jews can do illegal things, right? Because the threat the JBS posed to Jewish self-interest. Now, what would Jewish self-interests would the JBS, the John Birch Society, pose against them? If they're patriotic Americans, what self-interest would, you know, more freedom, less government, and against the United Nations and all this stuff, pro-constitution and so forth, why are they threatening Jewish self-interest? Isn't that strange, right? Okay, the discovery of the ADL's covert operation targeting the JBS is the basis of a chapter in a new book by political historian Matthew Dalek at George Washington University, published in March, Birchers, How the John Birch Society Radicalized the American Right, is Dalek's fourth book. It examines the roots of today's emboldened conservative movement in the United States. Well, if you really dig into the Birchers, there was always some kind of Rockefeller-esque people in the background that kind of helped it get off the ground. Birch's is the history of a group that at its height numbered as many as 100,000 members and mobilized a loyal army of activists in a campaign against what it saw as a vast communist conspiracy. He also examines how the Birchers' mission to defend Christianity and capitalism morphed into a radical anti-civil rights agenda that groups like the ADL saw as an existential threat. And then it gets into all this stuff and gets into this is the Jewish guy talking. They believed a mass education of the public was needed because the traditional two-party politics was not going to be very effective at exposing the communist threat. Sure, the infiltration into all forms of life, all institutions, the long march through the institutions that they always talk about. And it talks about supporting their local police, and they tried to ban certain books they viewed as socialistic from being used in schools. And we're seeing this like 2.0 happening, where people don't want like pervert books were around third and fourth graders, where it shows like cartoons of boys having sex and all this strange stuff. Okay, so we're seeing. It's almost like a return now to what the Birchers were doing at the beginning, and now we're seeing with the – basically the school districts have gotten so loony and so over the top that with CRT, which is basically anti-whiteism, and then all of the just perversion central, trying to turn every kid into a transgender or some sort of a deviant, I was listening to a talk show host who, he said he was talking to people in advertising about this Bud Light thing, and what they're doing with the Dylan Mulvaney stuff and the kind of woke stuff, many of these corporations, is what they're doing is what they're called long-range advertising. They're advertising for the next generation that's in the indoctrination centers now, of media, academia, and so forth. And so what they're willing to take a hit now because they think this next generation, where you look at some of these figures coming out of these schools to where the people that identify as alphabet has just exploded. And so now Bud Light, you see, they're trying to hedge their bets for the future to be the pride beer, to be the trans beer, and take this hit now from what they consider the dying off, kind of like your white male sports crowd, right? And so they're making a long range bet that the next group of generation, that, you know, Bud Light's been doing this pride stuff for a long time. When you dig into these pride fests, like, just stay on the St. Louis Pride Fest, get on that website and look at all their corporate sponsors. And YouTubers like Mark Dice and others have really looked back, 20 years ago, and they had these little pride flags on the Bud Light going to the gay bars and the gay festivals and all this stuff. They're very, very meticulous about how they do this. Now, is a case of Bud Light with the rainbow flags going to end up in the wrong bar once in a while? It might, but I doubt it. This is how, meticulous they are about this stuff. But anyway, so it goes on that we're critics feared that the Birchers were growing fascist or authoritarian group, and that if they were not sidelined politically and culturally, then that the country could be overrun. Yeah, right. What constitutional reestablishment, which you guys are all against, right? So it goes on to here. Now I'm going to go into the Christian for Truth part of it. Now, note how this article characterizes the Birchers, who opposed the civil rights movement as radical rather than the radical movement itself, or the radical communist affiliated Jews who financed and orchestrated it for their own interest. There was nothing radical about the John Birch Society. They were merely a continuation of a long conservative tradition which fought against the communist subversion of America in the wake of the genocidal Judeo-Bolshevik revolution in Russia. However, after World War II, under the leadership of William F. Buckley, the self-described responsible conservative and outspoken critic of the JBS, the conservative movement made a tacit agreement with the powerful Jewish interests to no longer discuss the Jewish question or to defend white racial interests. And we will continue with this on the other side of the break.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Network. Now, I'm back to this part. You could talk about liberal hypocrisy and incompetence while dismissing the exaggerated communist threat, but you cannot mention the Jewish or racial element in the living room. And the JBS got the memo loud and clear and fell in line. By 1965, not only had the ADL infiltrated and subverted the John Birch Society, Jewish interests had taken de facto control of it. As one of the original founding members, Revilo P. Oliver, had discovered after launching his own investigation, writing, "I was not astonished, although I was pained, by the discovery that Robert Welch was merely the nominal head of the Birch business, which he operated under the supervision of a committee of Jews. While Jews also controlled the flow through various bank accounts of the funds that were needed to supplement the money that was extracted from the society's members by artfully passionate exhortations to fight the communists. As soon as the investigation was complete, including the record of a secret meeting in a hotel in which Welch reported to his supervisors, I resigned from the Birch hoax on July 30th, 1966, with a letter in which I let the little man know that his secret had been discovered. One of Oliver's close associates in the JBS agreed with his conclusions, describing what happened as a Bolshevik takeover, which served the purposes of the very forces that it professed to be fighting. Oliver concluded his expose of the John Birch Society with the bitter truth that American conservatism is dead, reduced to an ineffectual, toothless form of nostalgia for what America used to be and what could have been, which culminated in Donald Trump's disingenuous Make America Great Again sloganeering, a phenomenon anticipated by Oliver with his concluding remarks. But such nostalgic aspirations for the past are mere romanticism. They're dangerously antiquarian illusions today, when the only real fundamental question is whether our race still has the will to live or is so biologically degenerate that it will choose extinction, to be absorbed in a pollutant and pestilential mass of mongrels, while the triumphant Jews keep their holy race pure and predatory. In his book, The Judas Goats, the late investigative reporter Michael Collins Piper, former host on this network, by the way, devoted an entire chapter to exposing the John Birch Society as controlled opposition when Robert Welch allowed his company to be bought out by those who wished to steer the JBS away from its original purpose. In fact, The Judas Goats confirms Revilo Oliver's conclusions about the so-called conservative movement in America that has become infiltrated and subservient to Jewish interests, and all of its nominally white leaders and political pundits are nothing more than controlled opposition who have taken the Jews 30 pieces of silver. Think about Ron DeSantis signing his little hate crimes crap at the Knesset in Israel, McCarthy over there hanging out at the Knesset, Glenn Youngkin over the governor of Virginia signing his little anti-hate speech, blah, 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 blah. They're all freaking, we all know this, rhino, conservative cucks, whatever you want to call them. As Matthew Dalek freely admits above, only in a democracy that the Jewish community has been allowed to flourish, which tacitly implies that democracies are antithetical to white interest in the preservation of our posterity. Confirming Ezra Pound's observation, democracy is now currently defined in Europe as a country run by Jews. Democracy breaks the unity of the Romanian people, dividing it into parties, stirring it up, and so disunited, exposing it to face the united bloc of the Judaic power. That was a quote from Cordrinau of Romania. So, you know. But I wanted to read that analysis because it is the template that I, and I'm sure many of you, have observed that gets used constantly across totally pure, at the outset, organizations where people try to do things like Tea Party, let's say, for instance, or other things. And then the infiltration comes. Then the lawfare comes. Then the – remember Rand Paul? Was he running for – maybe it was for the Senate seat. But you had basically Marxists showing up in overalls and so forth and dropping the N-bomb at his campaign and that sort of thing. Or maybe that was Ron Paul. I can't remember, but it was, this is how they do it. And think about how long this goes back. COINTELPRO days, right? And so, but of course this B'nai B'rith gang, this ADL, they operate outside of the FBI. They work in tandem with them, of course, because the FBI is, you know, you listen to these whistleblowers and getting their lives ruined. I mean, they're gonna rope a dope this guy. The I think his name was O'Toole. They say, hey, yeah, we're moving you duty stations, man. You're moving from A to B, and when he gets to B, they snatch all of his family's belongings and won't give it to him and suspend him immediately. I mean, he's out there with four kids. I mean, this is This is Soviet. We're under Soviet stuff. I mean, we've talked about this ad nauseum on this broadcast, but I mean, when you see the entirety of what they did. Now, look, I don't want to call this all a psyop. I hope and pray that these whistleblowers are all in the up and up, and this isn't just part of the Shakespearean novel that we're witnessing play out, and it's all timed perfectly, and it's, you know, but this thing with the Durham report and the 51 intelligence professionals that all signed this thing that said the Hunter Biden stuff was bogus and all this. When you really get into this stuff, Twitter files, you look at the totality of what's been done, Department of Justice with its selective prosecutions and lawfare, the totality of what's been done is election rigging at the highest, and that's not even getting down into the street level, the 2000 mules stuff and all that, but we're talking high up in the federal government where Corny Comey, the entire thing with the bleach bits and the freaking the emails with Hillary, the private server, Uranium One, Benghazi, how all this ties together. You know, there's people putting these threads together where you could just see this. It's a river of corruption that flows, and it's been flowing for decades through the Bushes, through the Clintons, through the Obamas, partially through Trump, too. Trump appointed with this Yaccarino broad, the new CEO from Twitter, to the ad council stuff and all this. And I'm going to pull her up in a minute, but I'm like, now we're at this place where it's all, I mean, none of that stuff, if you've been reading like Gateway Pundit and some of these other people that kept up with this entire stuff that Durham was watching throughout this entire Russiagate thing, all the way through the two impeachments and all of this stuff, it's like this is a completely Sovietized federal government now. And they've solidified power to the point where, I mean, Jim Jordan with this weaponization subcommittee and this stuff, I mean, is it going to go anywhere? I can't tell. Some people think they know. The way I look at this now is like we're sitting here flying by the seat of our pants with this government right now. There's so many people talking in so many different directions with this. So Jim Jordan is put in to interview Durham. So we should see this possibly happening. But very, 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 very crazy. Now, I'm trying to find, let's see, maybe I somehow deleted that. But Linda Yaccarino, I'm going to pull her up really quick. And they've been tampering with her Wikipedia page. Okay? It's very fascinating over the last number of days since the... It's very, very short now. It was much bigger. Okay? But X-Corp. Remember? X-Corp is this whole thing where this... Elon Musk is really... Let's see. We got time. Mr. Producer, get clip 3 ready. Before I talk about Yaccarino, this is Steve Bannon. He went on with Mike Adams a few days ago. And I've got it to the point where he starts talking about Elon Musk. Okay. So let's listen to Bannon I'm talking about Musk. Go ahead and roll clip three. Okay, he's finding it right now. Something happened with it getting reset. Just let me know when you got it. But yeah, okay, he's ready to go. Go ahead and play it.
Musk. I mean, Elon Musk gave it away the other day. He had an interview after the hearing with David Faber at CNBC, and he said he sees what he really bought Twitter for, and what it is a cybernetic global mind for humanity. And then he let the cat out of the bag that Tesla is really an AI, artificial intelligence company. In fact, he said it's the most advanced artificial intelligence company in the world, orders of magnitude more than the large language model companies of ChatGPT and all the, which he was one of the founders of before he pulled out. My point is, people have analyzed Tesla forever. They've never come to that conclusion. He knows something that they don't.
Yep.
Also, he understands it makes sense, you know, why he bought Twitter for $44 billion. It's probably worth $10 billion with the Chinese Communist Party's money. If he's got some plan or sees it as a cybernetic, a global brain for humanity. You know, MSNBC made fun of him the other night, but there's nothing. If you see what that interview, what he's thinking of Twitter, what he feels he has, combined with the AI at Tesla, understanding that both are fully financed by the Chinese Communist Party, that's never been disclosed, and he won't talk about it, we have a problem.
Well, and the another bit of irony to add to that, I agree with everything you just said, is that this interview that you and I are doing here on Brightown.com will be banned on Twitter because Twitter continues to ban all links from Brightown. Our legal team has just issued demand letters to Twitter and Apple and some other platforms as well. And Steve, we are prepared to sue Twitter. We have internal substantial funding for that and a top-notch legal team that's already been on the dockets of cases in front of the Supreme Court. We're going to sue Elon Musk and Twitter if they don't.
It shows you the rank hypocrisy. Number one, besides other things Brightian does, I can tell you why you're not on there. And they won't link through this to the news you put up in Natural News. You're one of the most sophisticated voices for understanding the core evilness of the Chinese Communist Party and their actions.
Yes.
So, and everybody, I keep telling people, every significant anti-CCP voice is banned. I'm still banned on Twitter.
That's right.
Been on Twitter, but War Room has been banned on Twitter. Miles Guo's banned on Twitter. Your Brightian, if you take the real warriors on the anti-CCP movement that have the back of the Chinese people, right, have the back of Lao Beijing, Twitter has nothing to do with them. And the reason is Elon Musk is bought and paid for by this Chinese Communist Party, yet all the fanboys in Conservative Inc. keep talking about he's a free speech platform. Dr. Shiva's shown you. He's far from a free speech platform.
Far from free speech.
Which he doesn't agree with. That's so. It's a complete hypocrisy.
You can stop it there. So pretty fascinating there about Elon. That's Bannon and Mike Adams. Bannon basically throws him under the bus and says a lot of this dark money behind him. It's probably a split between the CCP and the DOD. I mean, jeez. Musk, you know, and I've got the Greg Reese clip that he did on Musk a while back. I don't know if I'm going to play it. One of the listeners, John, just sent me a clip of Rand Paul. Mr. Producer, if you want to get that clip 16 that I just sent you ready, where Rand Paul just rips through like in a minute and 15 seconds. This whole long train of abuses and so forth and so on. Go ahead and play that one if you would.
Do we have policies? Do we have guardrails? Do we have standards?
But here's the problem.
Ensure,
we can't even agree. We can't even agree what disinformation is. Can't even agree that it was disinformation, that the Russians fed information to the Steele dossier. If you can't agree to that, how are we ever going to come to an agreement on what is disinformation so you can police it on social media? I think you've got no idea what disinformation is, and I don't think the government's capable of it. Do you know who the greatest propagator of disinformation in the history of the world is? The U.S. government. Are you familiar with McNamara, the Pentagon Papers? Are you familiar with George W. Bush and the weapons of mass destruction? Are you familiar with Iran-Contra? I mean, think of all the debates and disputes we've had over the last 50 years in our country. We work them out by debating them. We don't work them out by the government being the arbiter. I don't want you guardrails. I want you to have nothing to do with speech. You think we can't determine, you know, speech by traffickers is disinformation? You think the American people are so stupid they need you to tell them what the truth is? You can't even admit what the truth is with the Steele dossier. I don't trust government to figure out what the truth is. Sure. Government is largely disseminating disinformation.
All right. So, yeah, Rand Paul just, you know, he says what we've all been thinking for the entire time is in our adult life, once we've come to the realization that, holy crap, this government's been taken over and hijacked by a bunch of thugs. And they send goons wearing badges out, and they free case people, plant things on their computers. Look what they did to these FBI guys. They actually worked for them just because they wanted to blow the whistle on some corruption. Oh, you better not do that, son. Think of all the people that have been persecuted for trying to stay loyal to their commitment to the Constitution by the very government that is constituted, allegedly, by the document. See, but we've got the de facto and the de jure, as we all know. But it's still mind-blowing how far we've slid into totalitarianism, is the best word for it. Total state. Control everything. Except the very recesses of your mind. And guess what? Neuralace and all the rest of that, they want to come get that, too. Mr. Producer, get clip 10 ready. I wanted to get this one in. I mean, think about this with the IARPA and DARPA and James Giordano and Musk and all these people, you know, Yuval Noah Harari and Schwab and all these creeps. Let's listen to this one. Go ahead and play clip 10.
The military, you know, they pioneered the internet, DARPA, and now they are pioneering our interface to our brain.
They asked us to go and measure the activity in a living brain and map exhaustively the wiring diagram of every neuron connecting to every other neuron. And then from there, IARPA wants us to deliver the brain up to the cloud. So this is a 40 gigabit per second brocade switch to the Internet 2 infrastructure. So this is like the fast, fast internet. And we upload that brain to the cloud.
And if you think the internet is big, if you think blockchain is big, this is going to blow it all away. Because there's nothing bigger than connecting our minds to the internet.
The true way that this technology works is that a complete DNA profile is obtained from the target, from the individual, the targeted individual. And then this information, the DNA of the individual, is used to determine the resonant frequency of the DNA itself. The resonant frequency is then used to fine-tune the technology, the radio frequency signals, the microwave auditory effect, and all of the other aspects of the technology to tune it perfectly to the resonant frequency of the targeted individual's DNA. And they can read your thoughts verbatim as they occur within your own mind.
You know, our future could go two ways, right? We could literally create heaven on earth, or it could be hell, where there's some evil AI or evil people controlling everything we do, and we're more like zombies, you know, where we don't even know it. Like, we think we're free and we're not actually free.
Oh, you want to hear this one? New tonight, a woman says a routine COVID nasal swab test has led to excruciating pain and the need for surgery to repair the damage.
Instantly as well, there was fluid just leaking from my nose.
Shari was leaking spinal fluid. A neurologist from Methodist and an ear, nose, and throat doctor diagnosed her with pneumocephalus days later. This is when there has been a rupture in the dural membrane, or the lining that's around the brain, which allows air to enter the space that's normally occupied by the head. Experts say it's rare, but they aren't surprised it happened.
Learning more about the lasting effects of COVID-19. About a third of COVID survivors are now suffering from brain disease. That's according to a new study just published in the journal Lancet Psychiatry. Researchers found 34% of people previously infected with the virus were then later diagnosed with a neurological or psychological condition within 6 months. Doctors said the rate of mental illness increased depending on the severity of the person's COVID illness. It comes after previous studies found about 1 in 3 COVID survivors experience post-traumatic stress disorder, and that COVID could also cause seizures and movement disorders.
This mad rush to push this vaccine with a sense of urgency that none of us have ever seen in the history of vaccines. I mean, you've been a doctor for many, many years. Have you ever seen this kind of urgency to get everybody vaccinated?
Back to Linda Yaccarino, of Italian descent, graduated from Pennsylvania State University's Donald P. Belisario College of Communications, worked for Ted Turner for 15 years, becoming executive vice president and chief operating officer of ad sales. Okay, she joined NBC Universal in 2011, and she joined the Ad Council in 2014. You know, we know about the Ad Council, all kinds of strange propaganda coming out of there. In 2018, Trump appointed her to the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Isn't that nice? Yaccarino became chair of the Ad Council's board of directors in 2021 for a term that ran until June 30th, 2022. As chair, she partnered with the Biden administration in 2021 to create a coronavirus vaccine campaign that featured, drumroll, Jesuit Pope Francis. Isn't that nice? She also chaired the Future of Work Task Force for the World Economic Forum. Then she gets thrown in there to she becomes the executive officer of both X-Corp and Twitter. Isn't that interesting? Where X is this whole thing where it's going to be the app for everything, banking and all this crap. That so what are Musk's real long-term visions? See you guys on the other side.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.